Hello, hello. Hola, amigos. Welcome back to the Legacy Building Mamas podcast, your go-to podcast where ambition meets motherhood. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Evelyn Lopez DeLon, your host, a corporate worker by day, an entrepreneur at night, and a mum to two toddlers on a mission to say goodbye to the corporate world for good. Whether you're on the same journey, you have a growing business, or you're a mama dreaming of starting one, join me as I share my journey whilst having conversations with other inspiring mamas. We delve into the real, raw, and rewarding aspects of balancing business with family life, strategies for working smarter, embracing self-care, and manifesting success, providing you with the mindset, support, and tools to build your own legacy. Before we dive in, remember this: you are capable, you are enough, and you are the driver of your own success. So let's build our legacies together. Today, we're diving into a topic where I believe is the solid foundation of any successful business: understanding your target audience. Whether you're just starting out or you're reassessing your strategy, getting clear on who you're serving is a game changer. I mentioned in episode number 28, where I talk about your personal brand. Once you figure out your personal brand, what you stand for, your passions, and what you value, you then delve into your target audience. I do think that they do go hand in hand, so that you are also the right person to serve this target audience. There needs to be some sort of alignment for it to flow nicely. And if you haven't yet done this exercise, don't worry. I've got a handy resource for you by the end of this episode, an editable template to help you build your very own target audience persona. So this will be a short episode, which means you get some time back, not having to listen to me for as long as you promise me you will spend some time on this. Great. All right, let's get started. Ever wondered why some businesses thrive while others struggle to make an impact? It often boils down to how well they know their target audience. When you understand who you're speaking to, everything from your marketing to your product development or service offering becomes more aligned and effective. It's like having a conversation with a friend. You know their dislikes, you know their likes, and what makes them tick, making your interaction much more meaningful and engaging. Now let's talk about impact. A well-defined target audience can transform your business. It can enhance your marketing efforts, making them more cost-effective since you're speaking directly to those most likely to buy from you. It improves product or service development because you're creating solutions that solve your audience-specific problems. And it fosters brand loyalty. As customers, they feel understood and valued when you target what their pain points are. Essentially, knowing your target audience is like having a roadmap to business growth and sustainability. So, how do you lay this foundation? Well, it starts off with research. Dive into demographics like age, location, and income. But don't stop there. You also need to explore their values, their interests, and lifestyle. Uncover what your audience is searching for. What problems do they face? What are their pain points? What dreams do they have? What do they need? Where do they hang out? Will they be willing to pay for your service? This deeper understanding will be your guiding light in every business decision you make. You can also identify your competition and analyze their content to understand market gaps and opportunities. To give you an example, we did this activity when we first started out. We spent a good 3 months laying all of our foundations before we could say we had a business. One of our activities was this, where we researched and came up with a full document. And that document, I called it, Who's Got Our Money, which comes from Grant and Elena Cardone. We didn't make it up, but based on one of their marketing crash course we completed, which I've talked about before, we got this from them, meaning who are we targeting that are willing to pay for our service, which is a big question. In this document, we have the top five target SaaS industries. And for those who are hearing about SaaS for the first time, it's software as a service. So we target software as a service industries for video marketing. And I am proud to say that all four clients that we currently have, well, they fall within these top five industries that we originally researched, one being in HR, which is my sweet spot. We then identified the company size and from there, who our top three personas would be. One being the founder, which is a CEO, pretty much the same. Another being a marketing director and the third being a sales director. We then researched more about them and what these personas thought of video marketing. We networked more during this research phase as we spoke with founders and identified their pain points. After completing this competitive analysis, we changed our service offerings quite a bit, actually. Once we were happy with the amount of research and competitive analysis, which was 3 months. Look, I'd say that 3 months is way too long, but noted that we are still working in corporate. So this delays everything we are doing. If you're working full time on your business, it shouldn't take too long. So don't get scared about the time that I'm talking about. Because if you are working on full time, it shouldn't take you, I would say, more than 3 weeks to do. Don't spend too much time, enough time where you're satisfied. And again, don't forget that once you start talking to other people and you start networking, you will realize it'll all come together. And when you do launch, it doesn't have to be this perfect service offering. It will evolve as time goes on and as you speak to more and more people. But once we had this information, we validated the roles that attributed to business growth and researched where they hung out. Are they on LinkedIn? Are they on Facebook or Instagram? Are they networking at local events? Are there any Facebook groups that we can connect with? Once you have all this information, you are then ready. You're ready to go on to the fun part of creating your target audience persona. If you craft your target persona, and I say actually personas, it's not just one. It's plural because there might be more than just one to target your content. We've got three. And considering their demographics, their interests, and online behavior, you will find that it might vary between the three. Imagine these personas as real people. Give them a name, a face, a daily routine. What challenges do they face? And how does your product or service fit into their life? This persona or personas become a reference point for everything that you do, ensuring your business stays aligned with your audience's needs and desires. The free editable template I am sharing with you today will see you thinking about naturally researching if you haven't done so already and filling out the blanks. There are 10 questions within the template that you will need to uncover. So, the first one being the background and demographics, as I mentioned before, their age, their gender, their experience, their profession. The second one would be the technology and social media. So are they tech savvy? What are their social media preferences? Are they on LinkedIn? Are they on Instagram? Are they on Facebook? Where will you find them? In terms of goals and metrics motivation being the third, what are their primary and secondary goals? What are their personal versus professional goals? What are the top metrics that they track? And what are their motivations? The next one being personality traits. Are they an introvert or an extrovert? Are they interested in trying new things or do they like consistency and brands they trust? The next one being challenges. So what does this person struggle with in relation to meeting their goals? What serves as a roadblock for this person's success? Next one being real quotes about their goal challenges. So what are they actually saying about their goals or either the challenges? This is where you get to really hone in and listen to what your target audience is saying. This is where the research really comes into play, because the more you talk and the more you network with your persona, the more you get to hear from them and take note of what they say. Or this is where you can find them online, follow them on their preferred social media platform. By now, you should know where they hang out, right? So take note of their online presence. What are their common objections? So why wouldn't they buy your product or your service? The next one being, what can you do about that? So to help your persona achieve their goals or overcome their challenges, how can you solve for that? The next one being your marketing messaging. So how can you describe your solution to have the biggest impact on your persona? What resonates most with your persona? And the next one being your elevator pitch. Sell your persona on your solution in a sentence or a few words. And that's it, right? So now that you have your target persona or target personas, you now need to apply this learning to make your content more relevant and engaging. You will see that this will help out with selling yourself in a way that will resonate with them. You will start to talk their language, and that's when they resonate and realize that you are the one that will solve their pain. And that, my friend, is the whole idea of this activity. So that's it. That is what I wanted to share with you today. But before we wrap up, remember, your target audience isn't set in stone. It evolves as your business grows and as market conditions change. So revisiting and refining your target audience persona is a crucial ongoing process. And to help you with that, don't forget to download the editable template I've prepared for you. It's your step-by-step guide to creating a target audience persona that will elevate your business to new heights. Thank you so much for tuning in, amigas. And remember, understanding your target audience is one of your first steps in building a legacy that lasts. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep building, and keep connecting. Hasta luego, amigas. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. If it spoke to you, please leave me a review and be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on your weekly dose. Thank you for spending time with me. I really do appreciate you. I would love to connect. Follow me on my Instagram, legacy_building_mamas, or join the Legacy Building Mamas community group on Facebook so that we can lift and support each other as we navigate the challenges when balancing it all. And let's celebrate the wins by sharing our journeys and actionable insights as we create the life we deserve. Let's become role models for our children, paving the way for a generation that values both success and family. Tune in next week and let's discover your why. Shape your journey, build your legacy. Until next week, amigas.